And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Truth or consequences is a phrase deeply ingrained in America's vocabulary. If you can't tell the truth, you must pay the consequences. So today we search for the truth from the University of North Carolina about the education of student athletes. We want to know, if their education's been corrupted, what are the consequences? Julius Yang Oro, former chair of the African American Studies Department, has cooperated with District Attorney Jim Woodall. As a consequence, Woodall's decided not to pursue criminal prosecution against him. The Orange County Grand Jury indicted Yang Oro on a felony count of obtaining property by false pretenses by receiving $12,000 for teaching a lecture course in which he held no classes. Mary Willingham, former academic advisor, told the university that some student athletes can't read or write at a college level, and as a consequence, she lost her job and has filed a lawsuit to get it back. Now, former UNC basketball player Rashad McCants has entered the conversation. The rest of us are being told that some student athletes were registered in classes that did not meet or whose requirements were minimal so they could remain eligible to represent this university on its sports teams. If that's the truth, what are the consequences? The NCAA now thinks there might be a problem here and wants to know the truth. So do we all. Faculty, emeriti faculty, administrative staff, alumni, students, former students, their families, supporters here and everywhere. So many of us have given so much to enrich this university and its reputation, and every one of us has a stake in what happens here. So what is the truth? Equally important, what are the consequences for those whose actions threaten to damage an outstanding academic reputation, painstakingly earned and nurtured over more than 200 years? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.